down to business on Newstalk.
Brought to you by FBD Travel Insurance. For peace of mind when you travel. Visit fbd.ie today.
Now, a new app designed to get kids off the couch and get them energised about wildlife in their area has been designed and set up by Vicky O'Donnell. Vicky joins me now to play a wilderness game of hide and seek in St. Stephen's Green, right here in the centre of the capital. Vicky, you're very welcome to Down to Business.
Thanks very much, Balby, thank you.
Now, this sounds like a fascinating idea, and we've come out here to Stephen's Green to maybe just get a sense of what it's actually all about. So you might just introduce the app to us first and give us the thinking behind it.
Sure. So the app came about a number of months ago. We were looking at a lot of data that existed basically around the world, not just in Ireland, and from my background in science and in nature and in environmental education, and also in collecting a lot of data, I thought there might be an opening in actually making this data more accessible to the end user, to people that aren't scientists. And a way to do that is to gamify it, and that's what we've done. We've gamified scientific data to bring it to end users in a really fun and educational way.
Okay, so this seems like a good idea on the basis that one of the big difficulties we have with children now is that they're zoned into screens of different type all the time, whereas this may be okay, it uses a screen, but it gets them outside into the open air, gets them interested, and as I said earlier, maybe energized about wildlife.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, people will never learn, as we probably would have done many years ago. Children now learn all the time on screens anyway. So we're just taking them outdoors and letting them learn in the way that they're learning indoors as well. And it just makes it easier for them to get the information that way.
Okay, we hear the ducks and some seagulls possibly in the background. So let's fire up the app and see what's happening here. Okay, so before you get going, let's start with an easy question. This lovely park is located in A, Timbuktu, B, Dublin, or C, outer space. I suppose I better go for B, Dublin. There we go. Okay, I've got 100 points, and a pig has just come up on the screen. Now there's a sheep here. Gives me now an interesting background to Stephen's Green. How long it's here since 1663. So let's explore it. So next we go. Right, so now I'm on a GPS map, which has effectively given me the map of Stephen's Green, and our first target is 70 metres away in location one, and I don't actually know what's there, but I'm following the map to get me there. Let me see.
And I guess just the kind of content that we can put into this app as well. So this one is specifically for Stephen's Green, but we can create very child-friendly games or more adult games as well with information for things like cycling tours and so on. So there's lots of different content we can put in.
Next. Okay, just got 100 points there. I travelled about 70 metres, found the location. Now, there are lots of birds living on the pond here. Can you identify this very common one? Listen to it. That's definitely not a seagull. Could I suggest that could be a duck? An owl, the three questions are an owl, a mallard, and a wood pigeon. I'm going to go for mallard. Answer. Next. Ah, happy days. Right on that one. The mallard male is a very recognisable duck with the green head and a yellow bill. The female is brown in colour. I never knew that. Oh, and then there's a photograph of both the male and female mallard. This is great. Kids would really learn about this, wouldn't they?
Yeah. No, it's very good. And the imagery and the videos that we can put into it are great as well. What we have as well is an ability to collect data, so we can get people to take photographs, for instance, of trees that are changing during the season. So we can link it back to maybe climate change or the change of season. So there's a lot of extra things we can do with the app as we move on.
Okay, found the third location. And let me see, what have we got here? Oh yes, liking that sound. There are lots of plants here, including ferns, like damp areas. Ferns have been around for 360 million years. I'm looking at a wall of fern here. They were growing before the dinosaurs existed. That's very interesting. And there's all these different types of ferns, which I didn't know about. Right. Imagine yourself 60 million years ago in the centre of Dublin. Dinosaurs might have been around, a few dinosaurs on Grafton Street, and would have sounded like this. Or he wasn't quite finished there. Okay, that was a dinosaur, in case you didn't recognise that voice. So, Vicky, this is a great game, and I'm really enjoying it, and I could see how children would enjoy it. But if I'm down in Gorey or in Kilkenny, and I want to go out with my young lads and girls to bring them out and do play a wildlife game, how would I go about that?
So at the moment, we're 4 weeks now on the App Store, and we've got a number of games running around Wexford, and we've had one in Waterford as well. And the plan is to push the games out to other counties in a kind of a model of park runs, where you know you have one app on your phone and you can go to many different counties and okay. play with that app. And you play for free as the user all the time. And that's the general idea, that the customer will be public or private sector, for instance, in different locations. But the user will always play for free with the app that they can keep on their phone. And we can push games for a week or for a month, or tours, for instance, for a year. It could be along trails and walkways. So we can do lots of different options within the app.
Lots of apps, you know, it's an expensive business building them, developing them. The revenue model here, Vicky, you're talking about people paying for free. I don't ever like to hear that term free when there's money involved, but how are you going to make a few quid out of this?
So at the moment we're a business-to-business. So we sell to, for instance, local authorities or festivals or other types of events. We've got a phase two that we're looking at now for the company, where we'll actually develop a learning and training, so a kind of a learning management system that can teach people before they go out, and then they can go out with the app and learn on the hoof as such when they're out there. That will be more of a subscription model as well.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I think that's a good idea to almost bulk sell it to local authorities and things like that, and not be relying on individual downloads at the start.
Absolutely, and I guess the big reason to go for the subscription model is that we can scale very quickly into other countries, because we're using data that's global in nature from all types of sources, be it biological or climatology or geographical data, and we can gather that data for many locations.
Is that a wood pigeon that just nearly took our heads off there? Let's go down here and we'll conclude out with the last piece. And look, I'm seeing here, at night this area is full of creatures. It certainly is. I've seen some weird creatures around here. The creature's on the hunt for food, but who is it? A bat, a fox, or a pine marten? Now this is actually getting quite tricky. I'm going to try bat. No, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to try fox. Ha ha, that was lucky. So do many people know what a fox actually sounds like?
I think many people in Dublin know what a fox looks like.
They definitely do.
And they probably have heard them. I heard one outside my window in Wexford the other day, and it is a frightening sound if you don't know what it is. It really is.
Now, it's a bit of a kind of a Mary Poppins scenario here, because has a bird done something on you, Vicky?
I think it might have.
Happened to me about 2 weeks ago.
It's good luck, Bobby.
I'm glad it didn't happen to me today, but it has happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Well, listen, that means that I'm very superstitious. That means that the app is going to be successful. A bird doing a poo on
That's
you is
very
a good,
good
sign.
Luck. I'll take that any day.
Now, look at the size of that seagull there. And he's only a young
he's
lad.
Only a baby.
And pigeons as well. Do you encourage people to feed? What's the etiquette around feeding
birds
and that kind of thing?
No, not at all. It's really just to observe. And I guess some of our data as well might be on protected species. And we're very, very aware not to send people to areas where there are protected species as well. So very ethical. And again, we're working along with local authorities or owners of trails or cuilte. So we're working along trails where people are walking already.
Okay. Right. So just finally then, another 100 points, first time I ever came top of the class, and then we're going back to some architectural information. We're going to time travel some 300 million light years or million years backwards and look at rocks here. Look at the smooth chiseled Fusiliers Arch, and what a beautiful feature the Fusiliers Arch actually is. The big boulder opposite it, Dermot O'Donovan Rossa, that's just here, yeah. And again, you know, people would walk past that and not know anything or even know what it was,
exactly.
what it was
yeah.
called.
Yeah.
And if that actually brings information to
yeah.
people, I think that's really, really, really great. Then you talk about granite. What is it? Is it a very hard, granular, crystalline, indigenous rock? A hard, sedimentary rock? Or a soft, finely stratified sedimentary rock? I'd suggest it's a hard, sedimentary rock. Let's try that. Answer. Have I got one wrong? Not good. So, well, 9 out of 10.
You see where you've come in the game as well. So the game actually will then send the results back to a leaderboard. So you can watch online where you are on a leaderboard as well, which is really good to get people coming back to play leagues and a bit of interactivity during events as well. So at the moment, you're in second place.
Could try harder. Vicky O'Donnell, listen, well done to you. This is great. It gets people out and about. It embraces technology and wildlife. And I think it's a super idea.
Thanks
for bringing me out here to Stephen's Green and for showing us your wonderful invention. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Traffic's boom, blowing just where you're blowing. Getting to where you should be going.